I would sell my soul to look like Jennifer Lawrence. Because she's drop-dead gorgeous, duh. Especially when she's in that dress. Why are you being so quiet? I mean, quieter than usual. Dude. I'm pausing it. Because look at her. And that dress. I just want to stare at it for a second. Not gonna lie, I would 100% compete in the Hunger Games just so I could be in the same vicinity as her. What? A girl can't appreciate another girl's beauty? Admit it, she's stunning. She's pretty. Just pretty, that's all you have to say. Come on, she's more than pretty. Is she just not your type or something? Interesting. No, I get it. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. What I find to be beautiful, you might find to be average. And what I find to be average, you might find to be beautiful. You're entitled to your own opinion. I'm sorry for forcing mine. So, what is your type then? Well, you have a type, don't you? A list of particular qualities that you find attractive. Everyone has a type, even if they don't realize it. For example, qualities I find attractive. Shyness and comfortability. Yeah, comfortability. I don't know if that's the right word exactly. I just mean someone who is comfortable to be around. Someone who is easy to talk to. And you just feel relaxed and safe whenever you're with them. That's my type. Now you go. And tell me your type. Because as your best friend, I feel like it's something I should know. I can't believe it's something we've never even talked about before. Actually, it makes sense why we've never talked about it before. Because whenever I bring up anything revolving around relationships or romance or whatever, you get shy. Yes, you do. You're getting shy right now. Look, if you actually don't want to talk about it, say the word and I'll shut up. But I think that it would be good for us if we discussed this kind of thing. It'll bring us closer. Don't you think that we should be closer? And the only way to be closer is if we are willing to be vulnerable with each other. And not worry about what the other person might say or think. So we should say how we feel, even if it makes things weird. And it might not even make things weird at all. Even if you think it would make things weird, you might be very pleasantly surprised to find that it doesn't in the slightest. In fact, maybe the other person feels the same way. You're forgetting what we were talking about in the first place, aren't you? We were talking about attraction. No, not the law of attraction. Attraction. Who we are attracted to. I hate the way I just said that. Why do I sound like I'm teaching like a sex ed class or something? Look, my point is, what I'm trying to say is, you can tell me anything. Anything at all. You already know that? Okay, well, good. I'm just making sure. Because I wouldn't want you to feel like you have to hide anything from me. Because I'm your best friend. And best friends should feel comfortable with each other. What? You're looking at me funny. Okay, yeah, I know I'm acting weird. But you're kind of acting weird too. You're acting shy, which I guess isn't weird for you because you're always shy, but you know what I mean? I'm just trying to get you to talk and to tell me stuff. Like I said, if you don't want to tell me, if you're not comfortable telling me, then you shouldn't. But I want you to feel comfortable telling me. Am I making any sense? So you do feel comfortable with me then? Okay, then that's a start. So if you're comfortable with me, then is there anything you want to tell me? Hello? Are you okay? Is there something you want to tell me? Maybe something you've been waiting to tell me for a while. You've just never known if it was the right time. Or maybe you were nervous as to what I would say. My gosh, just tell me you like me already. Sorry. It's just, I've been waiting so long for you to say it. It's been driving me insane. I know that you like me. I know that you feel it too. But you're just too shy to say anything about it. And I would have told you how I felt sooner, but I really, really needed to hear you say it because I know you can with the right push, and I think it would be healthy for you to learn that you can be vulnerable with me, and I'm always the one to open up about stuff first, so I just really needed you, for once, to be the one to open up first. Excuse me while I take a moment to... breathe. Finally. Tell me how you feel, though. Yes. I need to hear you say it, please. I love you, too. That's all I need, Ada. Don't get me wrong, though. I love that you're shy. Yeah. When you kind of freeze up and I can tell that your mind is scrambling to come up with what to say, it's the cutest thing ever. But I do really, really want you to be open with me. From now on, okay? We tell each other everything. Well, maybe not everything, but, you know, the majority. So we're in agreement, okay? Cool. Thank you for being my best friend. You're just everything I ever could have before, and more. I've always felt so lucky to have you. And I'll admit that when I started to catch feelings for you, I got kind of scared that it would, you know, ruin things. But then I started to realize that you like me too. And then from that point on, I was just waiting and waiting for you to say it. I'm so glad you finally did. Even if it took a lot of begging from me, not my proudest moment.